Thanks for listening to today's podcast. If this ministry has touched your life in any way, contact us at Beach Family Worship Center, Georgetown Campus on Facebook or by emailing us at bfwcgeorgetown@gmail.com. Feel free to share your prayer requests or comments. We hope you enjoy today's message. Blessings to you and yours.
Acts chapter 6. Who is he? The Holy Spirit will help bring order in the house of God. Everybody say order. You remember Ananias and Sapphira, right? You remember that. They didn't lie just against the Apostle Peter, but Peter said, you've lied against the Holy Ghost. There's a difference. Amen. And the Holy Spirit should be one of the foremost things in the church today. And people who don't want them are in a place of lack. Come on, somebody say lack. But not us. I dare you to look at somebody and say, we not. Say, we're not. Say, we're not. All right? So are you there? Acts chapter 6. I'm going to start in verse 1 through 4, and I want to show you some things here. And in those days, when the number of the disciples was multiplied, there arose a murmuring of the Grecians against the Hebrews because their widows was neglected in daily ministration. Everybody say, about the time you move, about the time God moves, the murmuring starts. Oh, y'all ain't going to help me up in here. You ever notice when the Holy Spirit starts pouring out, it seems like it never stops. Is there anybody with me right now? Is there anybody, somebody's talking about you? Well, Glory, if they're talking about you, they're not talking about anybody else. They're leaving everybody else alone, amen? But look at this. In verse 2, the 12 called the multitude of the disciples unto them and said, it is not reason that we should leave the word of God and serve tables. Wherefore, brethren, let's look out to the 7 men of honest report, full of the Holy Ghost and wisdom, whom we may appoint over this business. Now, watch this. The apostle said, we don't have time to actually stop doing what God called us to do. We've now got to learn to appoint people to be what they need to be. Everybody say, order in the house. Come on, order in the house. See, if you want to see a pastor get wore out, you want to see a pastor quit, is because what they do is, as the church grows, if they don't allow themselves to delegate or multiply, it can kill your pastor. Oh, y'all ain't going to say nothing. Watch this. Many hands make the load light. I dare you just reach over and grab somebody by the hand and say, many hands. Grab them by the hand. Grab them by the hand. Come on. Grab them by the hand. Get in here. Pay attention. Watch this. Many hands make the load light. Amen? Anybody ever tried to start a project and you were by yourself and then some friends came along and helped you get it done quicker? Y'all look like a spider web. Y'all got hands like all over the place here. That's right. Finally, loosen up. But the apostles, those disciples realized, they said, you know what? If we change our focus from the word and prayer, we're going to lose the anointing. Uh-oh. Why is it that churches are powerless? Because they're not putting people in places they need to. They're not praying. Uh-oh, y'all ain't going to help me. The churches are not praying, and they're not preaching the word. They're sugarcoating it. Oh, y'all ain't going to help me up in here. Watch this. You show me a powerless church, and I'll show you a no-praying church. Hello? You show me a church full of people who are living in the world. You heard what I said. A church full of people living in the world, then that means that the word is lacking in the house. Well, y'all don't like me right now. Come on, y'all ain't going to say nothing but right now. Listen, if you get where the word is real and it kind of gets you to pull your toes back every once in a while, because the pastor under the anointing of God is stepping on your toes trying to get you to come up and come out of maybe a mindset or a thought or an action or something going on in your life, they're not doing it to just make you feel bad. They're trying to reach out in the Spirit and grab you up and say, look, you're sinking, but we got to keep our eyes on Jesus. Come on, guys. Are you hearing what I'm saying? See, it's our job to stay in the Word and in prayer. It's so that we can give you something that you haven't got before. See, I want somebody to preach to me and give me rhema word. I want something I ain't heard. I want something that rocks my soul, that causes me to walk away and go, oh, God, I ain't arrived yet. I just need to rise up a little bit more. I need to realize I got some things to still let go of and some things to still grab a hold of. Preach, Pastor Eric. Just go ahead and preach for just a minute. So what did they look for? They looked for seven men of honest report. Can I just start right here? They didn't just look for somebody to fill the hole. Can I help everybody? Okay, in ministry, we're going to stop looking for people just to fill holes where we need people. Come on, help me. Come on, help me right here. Come on. Listen. Instead of allowing an emergency to cause us to put somebody in the wrong place. See, it's not just detrimental to your pastor. It's detrimental to your church. Come on, guys. You got to hear me. There has to be an alignment in the house of God if we want what the book of Acts is saying, then we got to get into the place where we trust the Holy Spirit to put us in order, to put us in place, to put us where we can be. Amen? Are you seeing this? So what they did was they said, it can't be just an honest report. They got to be full of the Holy Ghost. Hello, everybody say power. Everybody say power. The Holy Ghost is dunamis power. To be full of the Holy Ghost. Are you catching this? It can't just be somebody who just is going to come in and just fill a spot. Y'all got it. Are you hearing me? So let's make it this way. If you want to serve in the house of God here, y'all ain't going to like me now. If you want to serve in the house of God in this ministry, then you got to be of good report. And listen, maybe your report ain't been good till right now, but we can start right now. Come on, look at somebody and say, right now, right now, right now. Okay, you might not have had it before, but see, now you do. Honest report. An honest report. Amen? Now, full of the Holy Ghost. Can I just help everybody here? Watch this. You ready? Watch this. Who in here wants somebody full of the Holy Ghost praying for you? Who in here wants somebody full of the Holy Ghost cleaning the church? These nice chairs you're sitting in, the nice clean place you're sitting in, I don't want just anybody. I want somebody when they're vacuuming the floor, they got that. I need somebody who's scrubbing a toilet. They ain't looking at it going, I got to clean this toilet again. No, I'm looking for somebody who's full of the Holy Ghost where when that toilet's being cleaned, they're asking for the presence of God. They're asking for God to do something. They're asking for God to touch somebody. Is anybody else in here? When they get up there and they begin to wipe the windows down, listen, they're saying, Lord, take away all the grime inside of the church so they can see you, Jesus, coming through and bleeding through. See, you wonder why pastor don't mind cleaning the church. You wonder why I don't mind vacuuming the floors. It's because anything I touch, I'm praying over it. I prayed over the seat you sitting in. I anointed that seat when you didn't even know I did. See, you don't understand. You might sit in that seat today, but I covered the seat you was in last week well. Are you hearing what pastor's saying? See, we're going to find men and women full of the Holy Ghost. And when they come in and they say, Pastor, it's time. I feel the unction of the Holy Spirit. Then guess what? When you put them in place, order begins to happen in the house. We can't just put anybody in the place. Oh, come on, guys. Y'all got to help me. Listen, if we want the move of God we've been praying for, asking God for, then we got to have men and women who say, I want to be filled with the Holy Ghost. I want to have a good report. I want to live a life that is worthy of the call of God in my life. Is there anybody who's with me right now? Anybody who would just say, I want to be that person? Did I say you are right now? Maybe you're not, but you can be. That's great news for somebody. Listen, maybe you've missed it before. Well, guess what? The body of Christ will rally around you, and the more you want to change, the more we're going to push you. Oh, y'all ain't going to help me. Y'all doing all right? We're going to find seven men of honest report, full of the Holy Ghost and everybody shout wisdom. Everybody shout wisdom. Can I just help some of you here? You ready? When it came time for Moses to build the tabernacle, there was one man who was skilled. The word actually says he was actually anointed to do it. That means the Spirit of God rested upon him to tell them, this is how we're going to sew the colors in. You realize every strand and every cord of the tabernacle represented Jesus. The wood that was covered in gold was humanity covered in glory. Come on, every piece of the tabernacle that God laid out for Moses, this man had the ability to make it happen. See, there takes two things in ministry. There takes one who listens to God, hears the word of the Lord, declares the word of the Lord, and then there's people who pick it up and go, I got that skill set. I got that skill set. Work with kids, I got that skill set. Work with teenagers, I got that skill set. Be a Levite and lead in praise and worship, I got that skill set. Greet at the front door, oh, Pastor, I got a smile from all the way from Florida to New York. My smile's that big, Pastor. That's my skill set. That's where I'm at. See, you got to understand that in the early church, nobody just sat in a pew. Golly, I wish I had my hanky right now. In the early church, everybody wanted. Oh, come on, look at that. Well, she done broke out my hanky. Y'all in trouble now. I am going to preach. I'll give it back to you. Watch this. In the early church, people didn't want to sit on the sideline. They would actually say, I got a skill set. Where do I fit? Do you understand? Everybody's got a gift and calling, and the word says that he would actually make room where he planted you so that you can allow that gift to begin to flow and produce fruit. You ever wondered why you're not producing fruit? Maybe because you're sitting on it. Come on, you ever planted something and stuck something on top of it? It never grows. Maybe you need to move yourself out of the way. Oh, y'all ain't saying nothing. Y'all quiet up in here. You're quiet up in here. Every Sunday, every Tuesday night, every time we go somewhere, we sit and we receive the word, but are we doing anything? Guys, listen. Pastor, I receive. I get it. I listen. I read. I fast. I pray. Now watch this. But as soon as I get it, I have to release it. Because if I don't release it, I don't get nothing new. Is everybody okay? So guess what? All you got to do is bind up that fear and cast it out the way and say, I'm just going to step. And when you step, you're going to find, like Miss Jen walked in today, when she walked in the door, half the classroom just all around her, and she disappeared in a herd of kids. No, y'all, see, listen. In the church, we need to realize that there's gift and anointings in your life. Listen, if you're good with babies, my God, we need help with babies because we got babies coming from everywhere. Hello? Where is it? Where is it? In the body of Christ today, the reason why there's lack is because we're sitting on it. I had to kick Johnny out of the sound booth. Almost 3 years ago. It's been almost 3 years ago, brother. He was standing in the sound booth as our sound man. How many of you are glad he's not in the sound booth anymore? You give me joy. He hits that song and the church just begins to move. He looks at me and he says, Pastor, why do you make me do that song? I said, you don't understand. It's because when you sing it, you've already been through it. You know the price of getting that joy. And when you sing it, it looses something. Because you know why? He had to come out of where he was. See, up there, we didn't know he could play. Up there, you didn't know he could sing. Up there, you didn't know he was a leader. Up there, you didn't know. Oh, and you ain't seen nothing yet. He's getting ready to teach, too. See, in the early church, the Holy Spirit began to reveal things. He said, I need 7 men of good report, full of the Holy Ghost, and I need some wisdom up in here. Wisdom. You know, sometimes I just thank God for wisdom. I asked the Lord today, I said, Lord, what am I going to do about this air conditioner? It's going to be 90 degrees this weekend. I said, Lord, what am I going to do this weekend? Do I need to go buy some more air conditions and put up in here? You know what the Lord told me? He said, I want you to go back and look at the bill. So I went back and I looked at the bill. $660 for a little blower motor. Without that blower motor, the whole unit will not come on. I said, well, you know, I got a certain skill set. I'm not stupid. I got the Holy Ghost, too. I woke up this morning, the Lord said, I want you to get on the ladder and I want you to climb up on the roof. I said, Lord, you get me into something I'm not comfortable with. I climbed right up out of there, climbed right up on that roof, walked over to it, flipped the switch, and the unit came on. I stood there and I watched it. Then I watched it as that motor began to stop, and I said, I got you. I got you. I got the numbers off of that motor. Everybody say wisdom. I got the numbers off of that motor, and I started searching. Google, Amazon, eBay. I began to find any which way I could to find that motor. I was determined to find that motor. And then I said, Lord, okay, so it's going to take 2 days to get here. And my wife said, you're going to lunch. Take a break. And about the time that we come around through the drive-thru, the Lord said, I need you to go to the air-conditioned man right down the road. You're going to ask him. You know, I walked out of there with that motor. Tomorrow morning, I'm going to put that motor on that machine up there, and we're going to have air conditioning. But you don't understand. If Pastor would just sit down on it, you would be hot up in here. No, y'all ain't going to say nothing. Are you hearing me? If I was just to sit on what I know I can do and I got the skill set to do, if I was just to sit on it, it would cost you. Do you understand when you sit on? When you sit on what you know God is putting you to do, you know you're not just costing you, you're costing others. Come on. Come on, everybody say wisdom. Why do you think I started Joshua's men with the men? Because when I put all the men together, their wisdom is unreal. I know how to pull wisdom out of them and go, guys, what do you think about this? Guys, what do you think about this? Should we do this? How should we do that? How should we do this? Y'all don't understand. Are y'all catching what I'm saying? Wisdom. Men full of the Holy Ghost. I better keep moving. Are y'all doing okay? Look at verse 6. It pleased them. It pleased the multitude in verse 5 and verse 6. Watch this. They brought those 7 men before them, and they set them before the apostles. And when they had prayed, they laid their hands on them. Are you ready? I'm going to go ahead and tell you, in this church, you guys have had more hands laid on you than a football. Every person in here cannot say you haven't been anointed multiple times. No, y'all ain't going to help me up in here. Okay, listen, in this church, you know when there's sickness in your body, the elders are coming with the oil, and we're going to pray the prayer of faith, and you know it's coming. Hello? Whenever you can't get here yourself, you know we're going to send something because we know the anointing is transferable. And oh, y'all ain't going to, okay. See, You know the anointing. You know what it means. But can I just go ahead and tell you the release of that set these men in another level. See, in prayer 2 weeks ago, the Lord said, I need you to shoot the prayer warriors out like a sling, just like the stone out of a sling. You don't even understand. I'm carrying this around in my pocket. I have now for 2 weeks. You say, Pastor, why are you carrying a rock around in your pocket? I said, it's because the Lord took me back to David and made me walk down the banks with him. When the giant was still mocking him and laughing at him and cursing him and what he's going to do. And David's walking down the bank looking for that one that would take the giant out. See, can I just help you? The Lord will put in your hand what it takes to take a giant out. This little simple rock for the past couple days, actually for the past 2 weeks, has been a reminder that the Lord just said, I need just your little because I am big. I just need your little because your little is much in my hand, Pastor Eric. See, you need to understand, don't look at the crowd. Don't look at the people because you know what? Your little is getting ready to change Georgetown. Your little is getting ready to cause a ruckus and a stir. It's getting ready to cause a principality begin to sweat. Oh, y'all ain't going to help me. There's some devils getting really nervous right now. See, I don't take the small things for granted. People come to me and say, what you going to do with that person? I said, I'm going to raise them up. I'm going to see them be anointed by God, and I'm going to release them into the things of God. On that Thursday night, I began to shoot one after the other out of the sling. He said, just shoot them out of here, Pastor. Release them into what I've called them to do. Listen to me, everybody in here, this is the time of release. This is the time of release. What you felt in the spirit has been the pullback of the sling. And the Lord has got you to the position right now where he's getting ready to launch you. You have a choice to jump out the sling or not. Oh, come on, guys. They laid their hands on them, prayed over them, and set them forth into what they were supposed to do. Do you understand? It was at first just to wait on tables and just to help the widows and just to make sure the house was right and just serve. Do you understand that? Do you understand that Jesus said, I didn't come to be served. He said, I came to serve. See, the Holy Spirit just took, and I'm going to show you this, he just took those seven men that was just supposed to serve. And as soon as they said, I will serve, the anointing of God came upon them and they did beyond. Can we just go there? Are you ready? Are you ready? Everybody with me? Go to verse 8. And Stephen, full of faith and power, did great wonders and miracles among the people. Just one of the men. Everybody say, just one of the men. And if you read verse 7, when they set them forth and laid their hands on it, the church automatically multiplied. Hello? Two Thursday nights ago, all I did was release them in the spirit. You know what's getting ready to happen? We're getting ready to multiply. Oh, y'all ain't going to say nothing. Listen, we're getting ready to multiply. We're getting ready. Y'all ain't going to say nothing. I need somebody to say it with me. I need somebody to help me loose it out of your mouth and say, we're getting ready to multiply. You're getting ready to multiply. Stephen, full of faith and power, did great wonders and miracles among the people. The guy who was just wiping the tables off got so full of the Holy Spirit that wherever he went, he couldn't help himself. What's the matter with us? Man, I know people who cry about vacuuming a floor or cleaning up after kids, and you know what? Listen, I did it. Don't tell me something I didn't know. I was a children's pastor for years, a youth pastor for years, a young adult pastor for years, and I kept going around. You never heard me complain. I wiped their noses. I cleaned up their junk. I did all that. I did all this. I never complained. And you know what God did? The whole time, He caused miracles, signs, and wonders to happen. So you just a toilet cleaner. Yeah. Let me lay hands on you and watch the Holy Spirit flush shit out. Y'all ain't gonna say nothing. Come on. There's some people in here that just need to realize, you know what, people look at you and say, you just a carpenter's son, or you just a toilet cleaner, or you just a floor vacuumer, or you just this, or you just that. You know what, let me go ahead and clean up you right now. Listen, I've already took the speck and the plank out of my eye. Let me help you with yours right now. Because you know why? I realize that I'm finally in the place where the Lord can say, now I can use you. Because you laid down your self, and you realize just because I laid myself down, now He said He could rise up. I'm having fun. Are y'all getting anything? Are you getting anything? Why are you worried about what you're doing? Just do it. I'm just waiting for somebody to come running through here with a pair of Nikes on. Just do it. What is it? Just do it. Hello? Drive the van. Just do it. Pastor will put you on the insurance. Isn't that right, Tyrone? Next comes the bus. No, y'all ain't saying nothing. Well, Stephanie, you want to get out of the house? Yeah, I want to get out of the house. Come on over here. I got something for you to do. If she'd only known then what she knows now. The Holy Spirit will bring order in the house. He will begin to line things up. See, you got to understand that, listen, we're enjoying the anointing right now. The power of God is unreal. Sunday, the whole altar full of people tearing down veils and uncovering things. Oh, y'all ain't going to help me up in here. We've watched chains break. We've watched backs healed. We've watched a lot of stuff happen in the church. And now you're ready. This is the next level. The next level. This is the next. Anybody ever been on a roller coaster? You go up that first one and you launch straight up it. And I know some of y'all's knees start knocking when you get to the top. Listen, Pastor loves a roller coaster because when I get to the top, I know that I'm just heading to my destination. See, I may go through the highs and I may go through the lows, but I'm going to always end up right where I'm supposed to end. No, come on, you guys aren't going to help me up in here. Listen, we all going to end up right where we're supposed to end up. If you're on God's train, you got a destination and something that's got you locked in. You can go ahead and let your ticket be stamped and realize it may be rocky now. I may be going through a valley now, but you can believe I'm going to end where I need to end. Amen? You find Stephen, just the guy who's doing the serving, is now full of the Holy Ghost and power. He begins to go around doing great and powerful things and miracles. See, listen, God don't care about what you're doing. He still just wants to pour Himself out. Oh, come on. He'll take your little and come on. Y'all got to help me up in here. Y'all got to help me up in here. Listen, yeah, that's right. They just keep coming in. The Holy Spirit's steady drawing, steady getting people in the house. All right, watch this. Watch this. We need to understand. We need to catch a hold of this because in the early church, there was no lack. There was nobody worrying about where to put somebody or how we're going to fix this problem. What happened was is the power of God got a hold of people who just wanted to serve. Can I help you? Can I help everybody in here? I didn't arrive as senior pastor by sitting on the sideline singing Kumbaya. I cleaned probably more toilets than most of us have cleaned. Straightened chairs, worked, painted, built, graded. We just want the end result. Well, I want that title. Listen, I didn't want the title. I wanted to stay in the background. And when the Lord said, now it's your time, me and him, I just looked at him, I said, I didn't sign up for this. I'm happy with being under somebody because they take the brunt. I understand. And the Lord said, no, you got to understand. I got you in a place where, okay, now I require the more. You got to understand that they were released into the ministry. And as fast as they were released, no matter what they did, Jennifer, driving down the road in a van to pick up people to get them to church. Coming in just to help with kids. She's been there so many times. Over and over again. Pastor, I'll just fill in. I just want to help, Pastor. Gets back there and the power of God hits her. You ought to see her when the power of God hits her, she just cries the whole time. She teaches and cries. Is everybody doing okay? But see, there's something I got to share with you because as fast as the anointing begins to hit you, you can believe something's coming. See, I got to help you in the house. You ready? When things are not in order, confusion and chaos binds the anointing. And let me tell you how important it is. Are you ready? It only takes one. You say, Pastor, how can that be? When you go back and look at the Israelites, you look at a man named Achan, 1 million Israelites. And the Lord said, nobody is to touch the unclean thing. One out of 1 million. But y'all ain't going to help me. One out of 1 million. Man, that's some rough odds. Goes and takes it, hides it under his tent. Didn't take a lot, just took. And when they went out to do what God had called them to do was take the land, they died by an army that was smaller and supposedly weaker. We wonder why in the church we're having the problems we have. You know, you say nothing. Now, listen, I'm just giving you Bible. I am just all I'm giving you. Order in the house of God. Are you seeing this? They literally had to stone them to death and burn everything that Achan owned himself, including his family, to get it out before God would take and bless. I'm so glad we're under a covenant of grace with Jesus, because, Lord, if we were under God, woo! Some of y'all don't even know what Jesus has done for you. Come on, there'd be a lot of people right now that, include myself at one point in time in my life, I would have been right there. The Lord would have said, hey, you ain't going to do that. Hello? But you see, the anointing cannot work in chaos and confusion. It's why they had to put things in order. It's why they had to set these men apart to do the work of the ministry, to allow the apostles to pray and to be in the Word so that when the enemy would try to attack, they would know exactly what to do and how to do. See, can I just help you? When we get to the place as a ministry where pastor can spend more time in prayer and in the Word, when we get to the place, we're going to be in glory to glory to glory. Because you know why? It's because the anointing is going to begin to transfer to every person who's serving. And then miracles, signs, and wonders are going to follow. Listen, you ready? You're actually going to lay hands on the sick and they're going to recover. You're going to actually see demons run. Oh, y'all ain't going to say nothing. Because right here in the book of Acts, another one of these seven men begin to cast out spirits. Listen. The guy who cleaned the tables walking down the road, and he goes, in the name of Jesus, you got to come out. And he kept right on walking, and listen, that one went free. That makes us feel good, don't it? Why you look down on yourself whenever the Lord says, I'm just looking for somebody to serve? Just serve. Let me keep going. Watch this. Verse 8, Stephen, full of faith and power, did great wonders and miracles among the people. Now verse 9, we get to something interesting. Anytime the church gets in order, the enemy has to change his tactics. Y'all didn't hear what I just said. I told y'all a couple weeks ago, are we keeping the devil having staff meetings? Are we keeping the devil in a place where he has to keep calling staff meetings because his old tricks don't work anymore? His old tactics don't work anymore. Come on. Where before you were fighting by yourself, now you ain't fighting by yourself. So when the enemy tried to hit you and stab you in the back, there was somebody in between with a shield. When somebody tried to smack you in the face, there was someone who stood in front of it. And all they did was just duck their head on their helmet just a little bit, the helmet of salvation, and just covered you because they didn't want that mess to get in your eyes. They just covered you. That one that was going to try to take you out from the side end up finding a warrior with a spear. Oh, I feel the Holy Spirit. See, where you thought you were by yourself, and where the enemy thought you was all by yourself, you're not anymore. Can we keep them in staff meetings? Can we keep them guessing? Verse 9. And then there arose certain of the synagogue, which is called the synagogue of the Liberians and the Cyrenians and Alexandrians and all them, Asia, and disputed with Stephen. And they were not able to resist the wisdom and the spirit by which he spoke. This is not Peter. This is not James and John. God, y'all gonna make me stand up here. Listen. This ain't the apostles. This is the table cleaner. The van driver, the toilet washer, the window wiper. Oh, come on now, help me. Help me, watch this. They begin to rise up and they tried to talk him out of his anointing. Anybody ever try to talk you out of your anointing? Well, you know it's easier if you do it this way. Well, you know it's easier if you do it that way. Get you one. You know it's easier. You know it's easier. They try to talk you out of your anointing, try to talk you out of your calling, try to pull you away so that you can be like them instead of. And now when they speak to you and you open your mouth, the Holy Spirit comes out of you and they sit there and they drop their jaw and go, I don't understand what's happening to you right now. What in the world is going on inside of you? Wait a minute. You're not the same person you was just 2 weeks ago. So you got to understand. You got to understand this was a short amount of time. Oh, guys, please. They laid their hands on them, set them forth. And when they did, Stephen was doing his job, would walk out and allow miracles and allow the power of God to move to the point that everybody took their eyes off of the apostles and be go, what is this Stephen guy? We can pick on him. He's not them. You wonder why people picking on you and not picking on me right now. I'm going to move off of that one. Why people picking on you? Why people picking on you? Why are they not picking on Pastor no more? Because you can't talk me out of it. You can't change my mind. And you can't run me off. You tried that. So now, let's just go after you. But what they don't understand is that over the past couple weeks, the anointing has been so real that it's hit every person that's in this church. Let's be honest. Man, the power of God has hit every person. There's not one person in here. Gee, There is not one person in here that the power of God has not hit in the past 3 weeks. 9 people filled with the Holy Ghost for the first time, speaking in tongues. People tearing down veils, breaking chains. Coming out of old dead things, walking in new life, watching their family restored, their kids restored. Oh, come on. Listen, you got to understand, this is the tactic of the enemy to try to talk you out of what you're doing. And when they come, let the Spirit of God rise up in you that when you open your mouth, it's not you speaking, it's the power of God speaking. You can look at them and say, excuse me, you don't understand. What I just got, you can't talk me out of. And they will run from you. Come on. Listen, you need to hear me right now. Listen, they're going to come and they're going to flee 7 ways. When you begin to open your mouth and the power of God hits you, they're going to go, oh, you know what? It's time for me to go. I got to go. I got to go. And the phone calls stop and the text messages stop. And all of a sudden you find that they ain't liking you on Facebook no more and they ain't following you no more. It's because what happened is the power of God got a hold of you and now they don't know what to do with you. So the only thing they can do is what they're getting ready to do to him. In chapter 7, you begin to see them raising up people to slander them. Or slander him, I should say. Begin to talk about him. He's a blasphemer. Listen, I've had somebody walk out of my church and just say we were a devil worshiping church. I had a woman literally walk out of here one day. She got mad because, never mind. And when she hit the door right there, she turned around and said that. And when she did, I laughed. I said, well, the last time a devil came in here, it got run off. Bye. I see you on the next go around. And next time I bumped into her, she's like, oh, Pastor, you know what? I love you. I love your church. I don't understand it. Pastor's laughing because, you know, there's sometimes you just go, things that make you go, Okay. But you find him. All the way from verse 1 of chapter 7 all the way down to verse 47, you find him beginning to break down the accusation that they were accusing him of, and he walks them through the process step by step with the wisdom of the Holy Spirit. Everything that they accused him of, he walks them through it. Everything that they begin to raise up against him, he walks them through it. He takes them through it. He shows them over and over again. Let me show you. You say about Moses, and I'm here to tear down the law. Let me declare to you what the law is and how the law affects and how Jesus is tied into this. And then he takes them all the way in. And the Spirit of God is on this guy so much that in chapter 6 and verse 15, I'll read this one for you so you can understand it. And all that sat in council looked steadfastly on him and saw his face as if it had been the face of an angel. Let him talk, because greater is he that is in me. If you're full of the Holy Ghost, no matter what they say about you, it's not going to change your demeanor. It's not going to change what's on you. It can't infect what. I can't help it. I can't help it. Pastor, why are you still smiling? I can't help it. It's because on the inside of me, the Lord's pulled the cork on the anointing. And I'm just bubbling. Oh, y'all ain't going to help me. Listen, I just bubble until it bubbles out. And then as it bubbles out, it just keeps coming because I've tapped into the river and it just keeps. You know, the pressure gets tough. And as the enemy tries to squeeze me, the only thing he gets out of me is the anointing. Oh, after a while, he's going to learn, why don't you quit squeezing that boy? So he got tired of squeezing me. Now he's squeezing you. You look at him and say, squeeze, baby. Because the anointing's coming. See, where's the tenacity in us that says, no matter what you throw at me, I'm not bending. I'm not breaking. I'm not going back. I'm not going back to what I did or what I've tried to do. I'm not settling anymore. No, I know what's inside of me, and I got to let it out. I had a face like an angel. Ain't no Mary Kay, no acting. Ain't nothing out there in this world can give you a face like an angel. Except for the glory. Do you understand that that was the same anointing that was upon Moses' face when he came down out of the presence of... Ooh. It was the same glow. Because he had been in the presence. The man's glowing. We accusing him and he's glowing. What? What? And then he stands up and opens his mouth and he takes them through every accusation and shows them truth. Takes us to 47. Are you with me? Because it gets real. How many of you got your Bible still open? Verse 47. After taking them through every piece of it, he begins to go to 47 and he said, but Solomon built him a house. Verse 48. Howbeit the Most High dwells not in temples made with hands, as saith the prophet. Verse 49, for heaven is my throne and the earth is my footstool. What house will you build me, says the Lord? And for what is the place of my rest? And hath not my hand made all of these things? Now, here's where it gets fun. He built it all the way up to verse 51. You stiff-necked, uncircumcised in heart and ears, you do always resist the Holy Ghost, not God. Why do you always resist the Holy Ghost? Why do people have a hang-up with speaking in tongues? Why do people have a hang-up with a youth revival over in Conway that's changing thousands of lives? Why do people have a hang-up with people who come off of drugs and alcohol? Why do people have a hang-up with people who used to be depressed and suicidal, and now they got joy, and they're laughing on a Sunday morning in church, or they're singing with angelic tongues in a church service? Don't sit there and tell me that you're not stiff-necked. You resist the anointing. Uncircumcised. Can I tell you what this means? Are you ready? It means to cover it to the point you don't want it. You uncircumcised in heart. People have a hard heart because they want to resist the Holy Spirit. I'm hurting. Leave me alone. I'm depressed. Leave me alone. Oh, y'all ain't saying nothing. I'm mad, leave me alone. What they've done is they've covered their heart and said, I want no part of the Holy Spirit because the Holy Spirit will convict you. You can't hold on to that. Your heart's got to change. Oh, come on, ain't nobody going to help me up in here. Your heart's got to change. My God, the time's going away. You're uncircumcised in heart, but you're also uncircumcised in your ears. How many times have people told you? How many times have they warned you? Well, I don't trust him. When's the last time you sat down yourself and said, Holy Spirit, speak to me? Because you got to understand, it don't work when you're doing this.
La, 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 la.
You have kids, you know what I'm talking about. Clean your room.
La, 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 la.
Time for dinner. And how many times has the Holy Spirit came to you and said, don't, and you went, I'm sorry, I couldn't hear that. He looked at those men. He looked at those men and said, you stiff-necked. You know what stiff-necked means? It means to literally set yourself to the place that nobody will move you. When you get there, not even God can move you. Because you made a choice. There's power in a choice. Are you hearing me? There's power in a choice. The Lord just lets you stand there, but what he does is just go, okay. If you want to be stiff-necked, let's see how long you can handle that load. No. No, 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 no. No, 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 no. You didn't hear me. How many of us in here, by a show of hands, have been stiff-necked in some areas to where the Lord has told you, don't you go there. But yet you stuck your neck out there. And you wonder why the heaviness came. You wonder why the yoke began to fall upon you. You preaching, Pastor. But keep going. 52, I got to move fast. I only got a couple minutes. Watch this. Which of the prophets not your own fathers persecuted? Watch this. You have slain them and showed them before the coming of the just one, of whom you have been now the betrayers and murderers, who have received the law by the dispensation of angels, and you've not even kept it. In other words, anybody who came your way, guess what happened? You killed them. Come on. How many times has somebody came to you and they said, listen, you don't need to do that. And you looked at them and said, get out of my face. I don't want to hear that. That's not true. And you turned away from them. Come on. Come on. It even says that the angels tried to get up. Guys, how many times has the Lord tried to even show you some things and you just didn't want to see it? I've had some relationships in my life where I just didn't want to see it. I went stiff-necked. But God, you can change them. It's more like sticking your head in a guillotine. Because in the end, you end up getting it chopped off. It says when he said that in the next verse, that it cut him to the heart. You know you make somebody mad when you cut them to the heart. And they gnashed on him with their teeth. You ever heard somebody say, I've been chewed up and spit out? What did you do to cause that right there? See, it's even in your Bible, in the New Testament, right there in the Old Testament. They gnashed on them with their teeth. They just chewed you up and spit you out. Go to verse 55. I got to show you something real quick. But he, being full of the Holy Ghost, looked up steadfastly into heaven. And he saw the glory of God and Jesus standing on the right hand of God. Watch this. Watch this. When he did what the Lord told him to do, the Lord went, I'm going to give you a glimpse of what you're getting ready to step into. I'm just going to open it up. I'm sorry, man. That ignites my spirit right there. As soon as he said what he would... Sometimes people just ain't going to like you when you say it. Are you hearing me? They're going to chew you up and spit you out for it. Just because you didn't bend their way or do what they wanted, oh, you're going to help me up in here. But listen, if you want the glory of God, then you got to stand and do what the Lord told you to do. He put the anointing on you. The glory of God is even on your face and what comes out of your mouth. They're not going to be able to rebuke. Could you imagine at that moment, the Lord went, I want to show you this. And God opened up the heavens, and when he did, he watched Jesus come from a sitting position to standing. This is the only time I find in my Bible that he did it. Because the word always says he's sitting on the right hand of the Father. On the right hand of the Father, on the right hand of the Father, on the right hand of the Father. He's sitting on the right hand of the Father. But yet you find when this man of God did what he was called to do, God said, I want to show him. I got to show him now. And he reached up and pulled all of the heavens back. Oh, yo, golly. Every level of heaven he pulled back so that he could take a glimpse of the one true king rising to his feet. And when he said that, they cried out with a loud voice, stopped up their ears. Don't just read your Bible, read your Bible. I got 1 minute right here. Because I want to prove to you something. Can I prove to you something? Can you handle this? Are you sure you want it? Are you absolutely positive? Do you understand it will be in the spirit first, but it will manifest in the flesh? He just told them, he said, you're uncircumcised in your heart and in your ears. He just said, I see in the spirit that your heart, you've covered it and said, God, I don't want no piece of it. And everything that the Lord has released out of me, you've took and closed your ears in the spirit. But when he released that last part, it says this, look at this, and they cried out with a loud voice. They slammed their hands over their ears in the physical. And they ran upon him with one accord. Don't you sit there and... If somebody's warned you about something in the spirit, you better go ahead and sign the check over. It will mean. If a man or woman of God comes to you and says, listen, you better go ahead and take heed because it may not be manifested yet, but it will have to. Where do you get that? Well, in the Old Testament, it says that Abraham had to call those things that were not as though they were. Did you know he walked in and didn't even realize all that was his? How many of us want to get to the place where we're walking in it? We don't even realize we're walking in it. We just know that wherever we, it's like, I see God today. I just see God today. I just see him today. Lord, you know what? I just seen your son. The Holy Spirit just waved at me as I just trucked right on by. No, y'all ain't saying nothing up in this house. Come on. In one accord, they rushed him. I got to finish this up. They rushed him. They took him out. And they begin to stone him to death. Are you with me? And they stoned Stephen, calling upon God and saying, Lord Jesus, receive my spirit. And he kneeled down and cried with a loud voice, Lord, lay not this sin to their charge. You know, Stephen has a lot that I still want to grow into. No, y'all ain't saying nothing. when they throw their last stone at you, Lord, hold not their sin against them. Do you understand right now? There's I'm being pelted, and I feel the life trying to slip out of me. And all I've heard for the past couple days was, Lord, don't you hold this sin against them. You know how hard. So you can only do that when you've had a glimpse of Jesus. See, I just need a little glimpse of glory. Anybody here just in the middle of some stuff and you need a little glimpse of glory? Jesus, I just need to see you for just a minute. Because you know what? Even if this is it, I still want to have enough of you in me to forgive them. I still got to have enough in me to forgive. I still got to have enough in me to love them. I still got to have enough in me. That's when you know you're really dead. That's when you know that you've really died. As Paul would say, I'm crucified. Crucifixion was gruesome. I'm crucified with Christ, but yet I live. I'm realizing the Holy Spirit places things in order. I don't believe there was anybody else that could have stepped into Stephen's shoes and fulfilled that part but Stephen. You had to realize at that moment that the Holy Spirit had divinely set this whole chain of events into. Because you really ain't going to like what I teach or preach, I should say, next Tuesday night. The Holy Spirit will cause you to move. May not like it. The truth is, he's taken all of us to a place where he can get things in order so that he can move the way he needs to move. Do you understand? Do you understand? Do you understand that even after they stoned him to death, there was a devout man that came and took his body and buried him? All we're doing is raising more. Hello? You may kill me, but two's going to take my place. You can talk about me, but two's going to take my place. Church, you need to hear this. Listen. You thought you could just get me out the way, but what you don't understand is what you do to me is going to cause two more to rise up and say the same thing I'm saying. Walk the same way I'm walking. Declare the same thing I'm declaring. And deliver the same thing. Does it make sense? Church, take heart. Listen to me. Church, take heart tonight. He's putting things in order. And when he puts it in order, it's because it's getting ready to multiply. It's getting ready to spread. There's getting ready to be a sound that's getting ready to be loosed in this city. And when it's loosed, let the naysayers say nay all they want to. I just tell them to hide in the bushes and keep watching. Hello? Hello? Because what God is getting ready to do, not Pastor Eric, not Beach Family Worship Center, what God is getting ready to do, no man will be able to mock when he's done. Amen? Amen. With every head bowed and every eye closed. Holy Spirit, I just thank you. Holy Spirit, I just thank you for doing what you're doing. Lord, right now, I just pray that instead of us sitting on and smothering out the things that, Lord, thank you, Holy Spirit. Actually, the Holy Spirit just said this. He just said, so that one mite that I gave you, are you going to bury it and put it in the ground? Are you going to invest it into the kingdom? Wow, Holy Spirit, thank you. There's so many watching. There's so many that is in here tonight that, listen, Pastor is saying with an open heart, I'm crying out to you and saying, will you just rise up? Just rise up. Serve. I don't know where. Ask. Lord, tonight we surrender. Can we just lift our hands up, everybody in this house, and just say, Lord, I surrender. Lord, I pray tonight that we, the people of God, that, Lord, with this house, we will become, Lord, a Book of Acts church. Lord, we want the manifest glory of God. We want you to move in ways we've never seen. And, Lord, tonight, we just surrender. We thank you, Lord, for moving in our lives. Lord, we cast away restraint. In other words, Lord, we're going all after you, no matter what. And we thank you, Father God, that tonight, that, Lord, the rebar has already been set. It's time to build the house. And we thank you that, Holy Spirit, this house will be set upon the chief cornerstone. And that, Lord, as you raise it up, that in every brick and every piece of mortar, the Holy Spirit will anoint it. We thank you for building us. We thank you for moving us, shaping us, and growing us. In Jesus' precious name, amen. Thanks again for listening to this podcast. If you've made a decision to follow Christ, we rejoice with you. Please let us know by contacting us at Beach Family Worship Center, Georgetown Campus on Facebook. And we invite you to catch our next broadcast right here. See you soon.